Love you like a Mustang. Warning on them giddy up brains. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Another stowaway has been detected during one of the busiest travel periods of the year. ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez says a Delta flight was taxiing for takeoff from Seattle when the crew learned of an unticketed passenger on board and returned to the gate.
Airport officials say the stowaway exited the plane. Police located and arrested the unticketed passenger in a terminal restroom. The TSA saying the passenger was screened at a security checkpoint but bypassed the ID verification, then made it onto the plane without showing a boarding pass.
A U.S. official tells ABC that early indications show the Azerbaijan Airlines plane that crashed Christmas Day in Kazakhstan was likely hit by a Russian anti-aircraft system. Health officials warning cat owners not to give their pets raw food because of bird flu risks. An Oregon cat died of bird flu that was later traced to frozen cat food that contained raw turkey. This is ABC News. NASA's Parker Solar Probe is in good health and operating normally. The device transmitting that message back to Earth Thursday night following the probe's closest approach to the sun ever on December 24th. The craft expected to send back detailed data on its status New Year's Day. As many people prepare to pop champagne corks on New Year's Eve, there's word that sparkling wine's classic taste might be changing with climate change as a factor. ABC chief meteorologist Ginger Z explains.
The Champagne region, where these bottles are made, is in the northern part of France. Since it's near the ocean, they have mild temperatures and steady rain, perfect conditions for making crisp grapes for champagne. But as temperatures rise and weather becomes more volatile, France's champagne houses are facing unprecedented challenges. And that shift in acidity and sugar can make champagne taste sweeter than it did in decades past.
Tonight's Mega Millions drawing is soaring past $1 billion. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tuesday, January 7th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., there's going to be a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. You can call Jenny Young at 715-744-3267 to make an appointment. Once again, that is 715-744-3267. 3267 for the blood drive happening at 598 2nd Avenue North here in Park Falls, Tuesday, January 7th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Believe it or not, the deadline to file to run for office in the next election is coming up soon. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Are you interested in running for school board or any local nonpartisan office this spring? Now is the time to get your paperwork in. Dan Rossmiller of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards explains what you'll need to file before January 7th.
In order to get on the ballot, candidates have to file what's called a declaration of candidacy. They'll have to provide their name and address and swear that they're a candidate for office, and at the time that they complete that document, they're going to meet the applicable age, citizenship, residency, and voting qualifications and requirements. They'll also have to file a campaign finance registration statement. In some school districts, nomination papers are required. Those have to be circulated and filed with the other papers, and that deadline is the first Tuesday in January, which in 2025 falls on January 7th.
If you don't file paperwork in time, you could still register as a write-in up until noon the Friday before the spring election on April 1st. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Sharon Kathleen Schauer, age 74, of Butternut, lost her courageous battle to cancer on Friday, December 20th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her husband, Greg, by their two children, Matt Schauer and Megan Schauer, survived also by their grandson and by one sister, Laura Lodston, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Celebration of Life will be held on June 21st of 2025. More details will follow. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Sharon Kathleen Schauer, 74, of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Packers head to Minnesota with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers face the Vikings at 3:25 Sunday in Minneapolis. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, besides getting a higher seed in the playoffs, how much does the rivalry motivate the Packers heading into this game?
I mean, all the motivation is right there. Division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game, so we're going into their place, and we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for.
Matt LaFleur said that Jaire Alexander will likely not play again this week. NBA, the Bucks let one slip away at home last night to the Brooklyn Nets in the final 3 minutes, 111-105. Brooke Lopez, who had 20 points, was held to just 2 in the second half.
They definitely changed our flow and got us away from what we do. You know, it's not about me getting shots or anything like that, but just us being aggressive, playing side to side, you know, and hitting whoever's open, getting guys open, available, getting their guys off them.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. We have some dense fog this morning, and it's going to be cloudy, drizzly, and foggy again for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Our high right around 42. Tonight, rain likely. Could be heavy with a quarter to a half inch or more down to 34 tomorrow. Some rain mixed with light snow with a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
98 Q Country. Every Friday night, there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back. Tailgate's down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. I ain't no closing time, I ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate. Stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay. Stone on your love all the time.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
My daddy spent his life looking up at the sky. He cussed, kicked the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. It clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down. Take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the barn. Wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Johnson does a little dance, creeps on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle, kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain.
Let's go. To the ones keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work car. To the ones pushing that needle in the red end of diesel. They my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia.
Singing them old songs, circled up around a farm fire. Putting
believe what I'm hearing right now.
I'm a little more country.
Love this radio station.
This is 98Q Country.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard to find that girl when she gets the urge to go. It's kind of like a lost and found in a border town. You're asking about it, I'm
and done there at 98Q Country. Good Friday to you. 98Q still in a bit of a holiday mode here. Offices are open today if you want shopping show stuff. Probably call ahead to our main line at 762-3221 just in case. Someone's running around doing some stuff, but we should be man-powered today. Here, as normal, the morning show and the announcer crew kind of on a, well, the morning show is on kind of a financial, little bit of a financial hiatus. We're here, but we're kind of not, so we're doing what we can to make it work, and that's what you're doing, too. Your boss called me and said, and yeah, you'll be fortunate to have your job. I experienced something at a major retailer. In fact, I was at Walmart a couple days ago. Was it yesterday? It was yesterday. I was at Walmart in Minocqua, and I experienced something that I've never experienced before in my life. And I said this to my wife, and she looked at me, and she gave me that roll of the eyes, like, yeah. But I found it highly entertaining, and I watched this person for like 45 seconds restock the magazines. You know, when you go up to the checkout counter, not the self-serve, the checkout at Walmart. And there's magazines. There's the National Enquirer. There's whatever. There's this and that. Not as many as there used to be, but there are magazines there. And I noticed a guy was restocking the Woman's World magazine. Now, when I was a kid, my mom subscribed to that magazine. This is like 50 years ago. It's a long time ago. And I'm looking, I'm thinking to myself, the Woman's World magazine still exists? And then I thought in the back of my mind, as I'm standing there waiting to check out at Walmart with my wife, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking to myself, never again in my life will I stand here and watch the guy who restocks the magazines, the Woman's World magazine. He probably did other ones too. But I so wanted to say something to him. I just so wanted to say, how do you get this gig? I wanted the life story. I'm sure it's a good one. It's probably a good paying job. But I wanted to find out what leads a person to be the Woman's World magazine restocker at the Walmart checkout line. That's just how my brain works. My wife rolled her eyes at me and just rolled through it, and I didn't. I kept thinking about just kept thinking about it. But the Woman's World magazine continues on. And don't even get me started about the cost of eggs. I was at Walmart yesterday, and this isn't just Walmart, it's everywhere. Eggs. We're taking the Willy Wonka thing literally now, and the goose that's laying the golden egg. Goodness gracious, $4 or $5 a dozen. But if you think about it, really, I mean, I think eggs have been underpriced for a long time anyway. I mean, a dozen eggs is really a miracle creation of God when you think about just a dozen eggs and the fact that it's preserved for quite a while. Natural preservatives inside there. And you get your eggs, and it used to be, what, 99 cents a dozen, right? Now they're up to like $4, and we're like, oh, eggs, crazy. But we'll pay $7 for a bag of Doritos. The eggs are wonderful. I mean, we've been underpricing eggs for a long time. I think you leave the eggs at $4 a dozen. Give the money to the chickens and the people growing the chickens. I want to make sure that they're all happy. So I don't have a problem with that, because to me, an egg is wonderful. Crack two eggs open for lunch, little egg sandwich. See, that should be worth something. That should be worth more than a nickel. So I think eggs are finally getting their righteous due. So that's why those two thought processes right there are the reason why when my wife and I go shopping, that I'm of absolutely, I do nothing. I just kind of walk. I follow my wife around. She puts stuff in the cart. Every once in a while, I'll think to myself, oh, I need Raisin Bran. And then I'll say, I'll go get the Raisin Bran. And that's me at the grocery store. My wife does all the work, and I just walk around and make observations and share them with you, and that's how it works. We've got a twice an hour news and sports. Man, how many have you seen the person replacing the magazines at the major retailers? No, you haven't. So see, I'm pretty special. Let's get your twice an hour news and sports update right now here on the 98Q Morning Show.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Another stowaway has been detected during one of the busiest travel periods of the year. ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez says a Delta flight was taxiing for takeoff from Seattle when the crew learned of an unticketed passenger on board and returned to the gate.
Airport officials say the stowaway exited the plane. Police located and arrested the unticketed passenger in a terminal restroom. The TSA saying the passenger was screened at a security checkpoint but bypassed the ID verification, then made it onto the plane without showing a boarding pass.
A U.S. official tells ABC that early indications show the Azerbaijan Airlines plane that crashed Christmas Day in Kazakhstan was likely hit by a Russian anti-aircraft system. Health officials warning cat owners not to give their pets raw food because of bird flu risks. An Oregon cat died of bird flu that was later traced to frozen cat food that contained raw turkey. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Monaco Public Library, they invite you out to join them for a family fun day New Year's Eve party. You can enjoy minute to win it games, party popper and shaker crafts, time capsule sheets, sparkling drinks, and a countdown with balloons. Once again, that's happening Saturday at 10 a.m. at 415 Menominee Street in Minocqua. Joint replacement has become more and more common to reduce pain and improve mobility, but some question if age can be a limiting factor. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
Joe Miller, DO, an orthopedic surgeon with Aspirus Health, says there is no age too young or too old for joint replacement.
It's really more of what your life expectations are and needs and your level of disease.
Dr. Miller said having a new joint can be life-changing. Reducing pain and allowing more freedom of movement could allow someone to retain their independence rather than needing constant assistance.
Deciding if somebody is appropriate for surgery has multiple different levels. Level of pain, we use x-rays to determine your level of disease and severity, but also your overall physical health and ability to go through a fairly large surgery safely.
He said one of the biggest concerns is a patient's ability to take care of themselves after surgery.
You may need a little bit of help in the first few days around your house just to prevent falls.
If you're considering the procedure to restore your quality of life by reducing pain and increasing mobility, you should start by talking with your healthcare provider.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Packers head to Minnesota with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers face the Vikings at 3:25 Sunday in Minneapolis. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, besides getting a higher seed in the playoffs, how much does the rivalry motivate the Packers heading into this game?
I mean, all the motivation is right there. It's a division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game, so we're going into their place, and we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for.
Matt Lafleur said that Jaire Alexander will likely not play again this week. NBA, the Bucks let one slip away at home last night to the Brooklyn Nets in the final 3 minutes, 111-105. Brooke Lopez, who had 20 points, was held to just 2 in the second half.
They definitely changed our flow and got us away from what we do. You know, it's not about me getting shots or anything like that, but just us being aggressive, playing side to side, you know, and hitting whoever's open, getting guys open, available, getting their guys off them.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy, saying take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have some dense fog this morning, and it's going to be cloudy, drizzly, and foggy again for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Our high right around 42. Tonight, rain likely, could be heavy with a quarter to a half inch or more, down to 34 tomorrow. Some rain mixed with light snow with a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
98Q Country. Country.
That lit up ringing buzz and good for nothing phone in your hand. The directions to the party that's just started with that cover band. That old school radio station, let's just drive until it's faded. Girl, let's lose it tonight. Cause when you do that thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear. I don't think you know what you're doing to me, you got it. Keeps giving a beat, you're not close enough, so there's space between you and me. Let's lose it. The way your dance is swinging to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it. Yeah, I lose it. Yeah, I lose it. Let's start with them Luke Casey's, baby. Kick 'em to the floorboard. And bobby pins holding your hair up, girl, you don't need 'em no more. That dress hanging off your shoulder as you move a little closer. Yeah, let's lose it tonight. Yeah, girl, I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got it. My heart keeps skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between. Thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear. I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got it. My heart skips, skipping the beats, and I'm close enough so that space between you and me is losing. The way your dance is swinging to the music, girl, that body and how you move it every time you cross my mind, girl.
Country.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Hey y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
Great station.
98Q Country.
On the river, footprints in the sand, cold walk in December, warming up your hands. Sundress on the front steps, sun up by the lake, blanket down in the backyard, lying wide awake. That's a memory I don't miss with.
the one I was obsessed with, girl, you just don't get it. I'd fall right back with one slip, always leave me helpless. Don't hate me, I can't help it. Gotta leave us where we left it. Your memory I don't mess with. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Red leaves on the river, footprints in the sand, cold walk in December, warming up your hand.
I don't want another heartbreak, I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way, baby hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. This kiss, unstoppable. This kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's this kiss, unsinkable. This kiss, you can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop, under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let's let everything slide.
Country. Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Red, Nick.
Don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky-tonk where their boots stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and walk to call work, digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down, to get paid, to get the girl in your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys round here drinking that ice-cold beer, talking about girls
trucks running them red dirt roads out kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco, spit. Aw, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. Well, no, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls round here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawling. Just can't help it cause they just keep falling for the boys round here. Chew tobacco, spit.
Let's ride through the countryside. Let's ride down to the riverside.
Hey now, girl, hop inside. Me and you gonna take a little ride to the river. And the crickets is the only sound. We out of town. Have you ever got down with a
friend?
Do you want to get down with a
friend?
Girl, you gotta get down with the boys round here. Drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt roads out kicking up. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco. I'm one of them boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here, sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Back
to
sometimes it feels like this world's spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Someday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day. And we can't slow down, cause more is best. It's all an endless process. I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string, people pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by, by, by. Sometimes I can hear this old earth shouting through the trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. Now I can't fly, but I got 2 feet to get me high up here, above the noise in city streets. My worries disappear. Well, I miss a baby sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string, people pass by and you call them by their first name. Why
sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string when people pass by and call them by the first name, watching the clouds roll by.
Mayberry with Rascal Flatts at 98Q Country. Hope you had a good Christmas day after Christmas, whatever it is. I want to talk a little bit this morning to those of you who are maybe going through some tough times financially or whatever the reason may be, family issues, medical issues, whatever it may be. I want to let you know that there is a place called the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry that helps out those, just gives them a little extra food to help them financially maybe through some tough times. And the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday. They'll be open tomorrow from 9 to 11. It's for families from Price County and the surrounding area to use as a good supplement of food. Typically, you'll get 40, 50 pounds of food, depending on the Saturday, and it's absolutely free. You can go to thelordscupboard.org for income guidelines. Check out the Lord's Cupboard Facebook page. It's at the First Congregational United Church of Christ, downtown Park Falls, right across from the post office. It's drive-up. You do not have to get out of your vehicle, so if you're elderly or whatever, you have problems getting around, you can just drive right through. They will load it up for you. So check it out. 9 to 11 on Saturday mornings. They're there every Saturday morning. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry distributes anywhere from 4 to 5 tons of food every single month to those to just get them through some tough times, short-term or long-term, whatever it may be. If you're in need, they're there for you. A reminder for you on this Friday morning from your friends here at 98Q Country. At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Attention holiday travelers and ice fishing fans. County Line Express Station on Highway 70 between Fifield and Minocqua is your one-stop shop this winter. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. They are the only gas station on this stretch. Ice fishing gear, they've got you covered. Check out the Vexilar FLX 30 Gens Pack, perfect for pros, and the compact, powerful Vexilar Scout 800 Fish Finder. Plus live bait, St. Croix rods, winter gear, firewood, propane, snacks, premium fuel, and more. County Line Station, your ice fishing headquarters this Christmas season.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page.
No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-627-7754. 800-627-7754. 800-627-7754.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Top Canadian cabinet officials are in South Florida to meet with officials from the Trump transition. Canada's one country the president-elect has targeted in social media posts less than a month before he takes office.
In a flurry of social media posts on Christmas Day, Trump suggesting that the U.S. could take control of Canada, parts of Panama and Greenland, leading to swift pushback from key allies. The president of Panama, Jose Raul Mulino, calling President-elect Donald Trump's claims that Chinese soldiers are running the Panama Canal nonsense.
It's ABC's Mary Alice Parks. The head of Russia's Civil Aviation Authority says there was a Ukrainian drone attack ongoing as an Azerbaijani airliner tried to land Christmas Day. That plane crashed in Kazakhstan, and aviation experts say it was hit by Russian anti-aircraft fire. It's one of the busiest travel periods of the year in the U.S., and for the second time in about a month, a stowaway found aboard a Delta flight, the unticketed passenger arrested in Seattle. This is ABC News. The opposition-controlled legislature in South Korea today voted to impeach the acting president. This move intensifies the country's political crisis and was triggered by the impeachment of its former president, who declared martial law. Police in Florida are holding a pizza delivery driver who they say tried to kill a customer.
Detectives in Kissimmee, just south of Orlando, say Brianna Alvella was delivering pizzas Sunday and was sent to a motel where she dropped off an order totaling $33.10 and was given a $2 tip. A police report says the 22-year-old